We're going to return to the BBC's Charles Haviland in just a few minutes. First, though, we have reactions to Musharraf's resignation from New Delhi, Islamabad, Kabul, Afghanistan, and Washington. We begin with this report from correspondent Tinku Ray in New Delhi.
Every 24-hour news channel here in the Indian capital broadcasts Musharraf's speech live. And the coverage didn't end there.
It's an end of an era as the con of Musharraf decides to quit as Pakistan's president.
All day there have been reports on Musharraf the man, reactions to his resignation, and what it means for Indian-Pakistani relations.
With Musharraf gone, is Pakistan more unstable than before? That's on Face the Nation tonight.
The Indian government made no comment on Musharraf's resignation. New Delhi called it an internal matter of Pakistan. But some Indian officials have said more in private. They worry that Musharraf's departure will create a power vacuum in Pakistan, and that could lead to an increase in terrorist activity in the region. One analyst, though, says that the real turning point came 9 months ago when Musharraf stepped down as army chief. The military is the real power in Pakistan, and India's relations with its longtime rival are unlikely to improve much until Pakistan's army is brought under civilian control. For The World, I'm Tinku Ray in New Delhi.
This is Stephen Cohen. I'm a senior fellow in the Foreign Policy Studies program at the Brookings Institution. I happened to be in Islamabad, Pakistan for a couple of weeks. By chance, I was in Washington on the day that Richard Nixon resigned, and as he flew out, there's a helicopter. I was in the State Department visiting some friends, and they applauded. And I think this is much the same kind of atmosphere here. People are happy to see Musharraf go. Perhaps he's regarded more affectionately than Nixon was in America, but he's, in a sense, outlived his usefulness as a leader of Pakistan. This is going to be, I think, seen as a historic transformation in Pakistan. It's the first nonviolent, peaceful, constitutional change of power they've had in many, many years. All the other military leaders have left at gunpoint or through assassination or death. It's critical that Washington give this new government or this new arrangement, essentially a new democracy, at least 6 months, maybe a year, before offering its judgment about success or failure on such issues as the so-called war on terrorism. This is a government that's learning the ropes and has to persuade the military to be a partner in this struggle against Islamic extremism. And I don't think they need Washington telling them what to do on a day-to-day basis. And I think American officials should understand this.
My name is Rory Stewart. I am the executive chairman of the Turquoise Mountain Foundation, which is a non-profit based in Kabul, Afghanistan. I'm speaking here from Kabul. It seems to me that Musharraf's resignation is raising the biggest issue here in Afghanistan, which is, would they rather have a potentially hostile president in a more stable Pakistan, or would they prefer to have a potentially friendlier leadership in what may be a more unstable Pakistan? And this has been the biggest question, really, for the last 8 years. President Musharraf clearly has been associated with a lot of very, very strange practices. It's clear that he's made far too many concessions to Islamist groups. On the other hand, he has managed to some extent to keep Pakistan together, and the fear now is that his departure will lead to very brutal infighting between the elected politicians. And from the point of view of Afghanistan, an unstable Pakistan may turn out to be even more of a problem for them than Musharraf's Pakistan. And unless there is a strong, stable, and secure state in Pakistan, all the problems in those tribal areas, including terrorism, including cross-border smuggling, will start to spill over into Afghanistan, which itself is very unstable. My biggest fear at this moment is that it will turn out that Musharraf may have been less bad than he now appears, that actually, for all his flaws, for all the trouble and instability that he contributed to, he may turn out to be a more effective and more credible leader than the Pakistani politicians that are now going to take his place.
This is Ali Jalali, that is professor at the Near East South Asia Center for Strategic Studies, the National Defense University, former interior minister of Afghanistan. The departure of Musharraf is created in an environment, political environment, that is full of challenges. for the democratically elected government in Pakistan. If they can stay united and then agree on major issues that are facing Pakistan, probably that will help the new government to respond to these challenges, particularly the extremism that is on the rise in the tribal areas in Northwest Frontier province. However, if they fail to agree on major issues, that can create a vacuum. The problem is that although the extremism and terrorism in the region is a common danger, common threat to both Pakistan and Afghanistan, however, these countries see the problem through the prism of their regional interest and also factional interest. I think if they cannot find a way to go beyond that and take this threat as a threat that can pose, you know, a threat to both countries and find a common way, common strategy to deal with it, then this creates a vacuum. That vacuum can be exploited by the extremist groups, which will create more problems for Pakistan at the same time for Afghanistan.
And that was the former Afghan Minister of the Interior, Ali Ahmad Jalali, in Washington. We also heard from the head of the Turquoise Mountain Foundation, Rory Stewart, in Kabul, Stephen Cohen of the Brookings Institution, he's in Islamabad, and reporter Tinku Ray, who is in New Delhi, India.